We present Date with Fate with Harold Wing Panero.
Two hearts beat as one. You to me are everything. The sweetest song that I could sing. You're the one that I want. Oh, 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 honey. Good evening. I'm Harold Wing Panero. We are told there is one star-crossed Romeo for every Juliet, a Troilus for every Cressida, a Richard for every Judy. However, in a world inhabited by literally billions of potential partners, is it indeed Miss Marshall from the accounts department that fate has picked out for us? Will our Lombrusco-fueled fumblings atop a secluded photocopier at the office party yield a lifetime of harmonious bliss? And how will we break the news to her fiancé, Steve? We've all been visited by the nagging doubt that perhaps we've chosen a less than perfect soulmate. That while fate intends to deal us a royal flush on the next hand, we are about to stake our future happiness on a pair of threes. Then, let us turn our attention to one Wendy Brown, who we join for this week's Date with Fate.
Goodness me, Martin, I'm going to be so late. Why didn't you wake me?
Sorry, love. Came down early. Must have lost track of the time.
It's not like you. Now, where's my bag?
You see, it's a bit of a special day.
My bag, keys, presentation, my keys. What are you doing?
Opening the champagne.
Champagne?
Well, sparkling wine. Here.
Oh, my God, it's your birthday. I'm so sorry.
It's not my birthday, silly. I mark our birthdays on the wall planner.
Well, yes, that's what I thought. Birthdays are the gold stars. Oh, no! A client's meeting. It's this morning.
Wendy, this is for you.
Where's my client's flat?
Here goes.
Oh, Martin, Wendy, you get up. Look, you're driving me mad this morning. I've got to go.
Yes, all right. This can wait for a better time. This evening.
Goodbye.
I'm taking you out to that new place, Le Bouton d'Amour.
That's lovely.
The attentive listener will suspect that Martin, Wendy's boyfriend of 3 years' standing, was bravely attempting to propose nuptial union. But he has judiciously drawn back from the brink to await a more sympathetic atmosphere.
Hello? Bouton d'Amour? I'd like a table for two, please, with flowers and chilled sparkling... No, make that champagne.
Ambiance is all. I myself recall the moment I loosed Cupid's arrow at Mrs. Wing Panero. We stood gazing into the seething crater of Kanabotu, an active volcano in the central Andes. We kissed. The romance. The passion. I got lava on my cravat.
Oh, and do you have, a violinist? Well, yes, I suppose guitar would be all right.
But was Wendy as oblivious to Martin's overtures as she seemed? In any case, the table at the Bouton d'Amour and the corsage of flowers left her in little doubt. So, Martin would gallantly throw a cape over the puddle of spinsterhood, and she supposed she would accept. After all, she mused as she waited for him. He's quite a catch. Steady, reliable.
Your champagne, madam. Is the gentleman...
He'll be here soon.
Very good.
Look, would you mind? I'm sorry, I've had a pig of a day at work. I mean, it's very nice, but could you come back later?
Sorry, I just play where they tell me to, you know.
You're not French.
Sorry again.
I mean, where did you learn to play guitar like that?
Oh, gypsies in the family, you know. Travelling people. Or so they say.
Oh.
Well, see ya.
Wait. I thought they told you to play here.
So they did. You expecting someone?
Yes. Martin, my, he must have got held up at the bank.
I said, tell us the combination of the safe.
I told you, we're closed.
Shut up.
Tell us the combination.
Well, I can't do both.
Tell them, Martin. The bank's insured.
No, Sheila. Now, look here. Let her go. She's only a filing clerk.
Alphabetical coordinator.
Shut up.
Don't you talk to Miss Dodd like that.
You bloody idiot. He's unconscious.
No. Martin likes the quiet life. Though we did go on a murder weekend in Tunbridge Wells. He'd just stare at you blankly if you told him you'd travel round the world with just a duffel bag.
It's called a backpack.
Where are you going next?
I'm heading for Pamplona for the bull run. And then I thought I might have a look at the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yes. Martin loves the seaside.
I don't mean to be rude, but I think Martin stood you up.
Je suis fâché, maintenant. Tu es terminé. Fini.
What's he saying? He seems a bit annoyed.
I think I might be fired. Fraternizing with the customers. Not really allowed.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Look, have some more champagne.
I'm moving on anyway. But you could make it up to me.
How?
Come and have a drink. Celebrate my newfound freedom.
Well, I suppose I could leave Martin a note. He's obviously got tied up at work.
Actually, I suggested they gag you. Everything you said seemed to make them angry. It's a good sign that they've only tied us up. A few more minutes and they'll have gone and we can just sit tight till morning. Oh, I'm sure you're right, but... Martin, you're free. How did you manage to...
Ow! Damn! Sheila, I want you to stay here. I'm going to go and deal with those bastards.
Martin, no, it's too dangerous.
You're right. I'll take the staple gun.
As Martin faced the unknown, armed only with a piece of office equipment, he little imagined that Wendy had also entered a new realm of experience, sipping cocktails in a bohemian speakeasy, talking earnestly of Joyce and Camus, and finally, in the early hours, taking in a double bill of early Jean-Pierre Chapelier movies, not, in my opinion, particularly striking examples of the genre, but of interest to the enthusiast.
How could she leave him now? He wouldn't have crashed his scooter if it weren't for her.
Don't worry. He's still got to have that knife fight with the opium dealer, remember?
Of course. If he wins and Etoile gives her the pendant, she'll know that Maurice was the man of the boulangerie and she'll have to choose between them. Oh, it's so romantic. Martin hates foreign films. He can't be bothered with the writing at the bottom.
I hope I get the chance to go to Paris while you're still in Europe.
Oh, yes. When do you set off for Pamplona?
Tomorrow.
What? Sorry. Tomorrow. But when are you coming back?
Who knows?
How am I going to see you again?
Well, Wendy, I'm booked in on the midday flight to Barcelona. Like Camus said, I'm the stranger on the beach. And anyway, you and Martin.
Yes, of course. Martin.
One more, mate. Cheers.
Right. I suppose I'll go back and write this up. Riveting stuff.
See you back there. It's all yours, Dickie boy.
Right, are we rolling? My nose clear. Okay, have a go, bank clerk. One.
I'm not a clerk, actually.
Martin, tell us what happened.
Well, after I worked myself free, I managed to immobilize the thugs with a staple gun and lock them in the vault. Anyone in my position would have done the same. When they first came in, they grabbed Sheila, Miss Dodd.
She's the filing clerk.
She prefers alphabetical coordinates.
That's probably enough. Thanks, Martin. Right, I'll do intro, outro and noddies.
As Wendy approached Martin's home, she was able to discern, even without the benefit of a good night's sleep, that something about his early morning routine was subtly different.
Mr. Hunter said he didn't want fighting crime to become his staple diet. And cut.
Okay, let's go. Wendy?
Martin?
Wendy, where have you been?
Oh, Ralph, let's get some of this. Rolling, have a go's worried girlfriend reunion. One.
Wendy, love, I was worried sick.
Martin, I've got to talk to you.
And I've got something very special to ask you, darling. I wanted everything to be perfect, but...
Stop, Martin. Don't say it. You see, I've met someone else.
Wendy!
You're getting this. Wendy, this other fella, is he a hero?
No, he's a student.
Wendy... You can't.
I'm flying to Barcelona at midday. I'm sorry, Martin, but I need some excitement.
Wendy, over here. Big smile.
I won't pack anything. I'm going to buy a duffel bag.
Wendy!
But Wendy, are you saying you find Martin dull?
Well, obviously I'm no John Noakes, but I have my moments. I'm an excellent squash player.
Goodbye.
Come back!
This is Richard Swales standing with recently jilted bank raid vigilante Martin Hunter.
So... Heartless harlot hands have-a-go hero heave-ho. oblivious to the fact that she was about to be branded a man-eating Jezebel by tabloids of a super-sore-away nature, Wendy embarked on her voyage to happiness. Heathrow beckoned her, inasmuch as a large international airport can be said to gesture at all,
flight
that is.
BA126 to Barcelona, now boarding at gate 14.
Liam. Wendy, this is a surprise. I didn't expect you to come and see me off.
I've decided Camus was right. I want to live in my life, not next door to it. I'm coming with you.
Yeah, that's great, Wendy. I'm sure my friend in Barcelona can put you up too, and I,
All passengers for flight BA126, please make their way to gate 14.
Wendy, what about Martin?
Oh, it's all right. I've told him it's over.
Right. Well, how do you take it?
Wendy, it's Martin.
Go. Not too well, eh?
All passengers go to gate 14, except Wendy. You wait right where you are.
Oh, my God.
Give me that.
Security announcement. Mr. Hatter is in the building.
I love you, Wendy. Wendy, will you marry me?
I don't know what you're after, but that's one pretty existential guy there.
But Liam, he's got no sense of adventure.
Wendy!
Oh, would that be him?
Wendy!
The one in leather restraints being
Wendy!
Dragged towards customs.
Oh, no! Martin!
Wendy!
You do what you like, Wendy, but I've got to get on my plane.
Wendy!
It's your life, yeah?
As a result of his adventure the previous night, there was something comforting and familiar about having blows rain down on his head. Like the rhythm section in a bebop combo, airport security was impressively tight.
Hang on, where's he going with my clothes?
Shut up. Now, while we're waiting for the rubber gloves, you better tell me which tin pot terrorist group you're with.
I told you, I'm here to meet my fiancé.
Ah, that'll be the gloves.
Martin, are you all right?
Sorry, sir, she got past me.
Who are you?
Well, my name is Dr. Beavis. Rachel Beavis, I believe you're holding my patient.
Patient?
Yes, he slipped away while I was in duty-free. He's harmless, of course.
Did you hear me on the tannoy, Wendy?
I thought you said your name was Rachel.
Wendy is the name he gives to all women. He has a Peter Pan fixation, you see. He doesn't want to grow up.
I see. Well, I'm afraid he's committed a serious offence. The public address system
I know. He's obsessed with speaking into microphones. We call it karaoke nervosa. It's all right now, Martin.
Look, I'm not mad. I've never felt more sane in my life.
The gloves you wanted, sir.
Oh, my God. Wendy, Tinkerbell says we should go back to Never Neverland before nasty Captain Hook gets anywhere near me.
There, you see. Oh, it's tragic, I'm afraid. It's all right, Martin. We're going back to the clinic. Is this the way out?
All right, you can go. Oh, Doctor, may I suggest a way to make him easier to transport?
They departed Terminal 2 in a cab. Martin, naked and unconscious, but very happy. Wendy felt somehow that Camus would have approved. But was she convinced that Martin could be her fellow thrill-seeker on life's rollercoaster ride? Let us select Fast Forward on the remote control of romance and pick up our story a few weeks later.
And you, Wendy Veronica Brown, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband.
I do.
Does the best man have the rings?
Yep, got them right here.
I now pronounce you man and wife. Here are your rings. Remember, at 5,000 feet, give them a good hard pull.
I love you, Wendy.
I love you, Martin.
And so we leave our fearless, free-falling pair. Fate had smashed, volleyed, and lobbed them around like tennis balls. But now I can declare the score truly to be love all. I bid you good night until we meet again for another Date with Fate.
The characters woven into Fate's tapestry this week were played by Paul Raffield, Gillian Bevan, Tracy Wiles, Stephen Critchlow, James Nesbitt, and Tim Hope. Harold Wing Pinero would like to extend a special thank you to Charles Gray.